بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, this is just a quick one to remind us to prepare for Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu mentioned this month and He told us that He sent this month for a purpose. He said, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah said, I have sent this Ramadan month. We have prescribed, Allah said, I have prescribed fasting upon you as we have prescribed fasting for people before you, so that you may become muttaqoon. To have taqwa is to have the concern continuously 24/7 for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To be concerned about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure, to ensure that we do not do anything to incur His displeasure. And therefore we must be very careful. And that's the reason why I recited this ayah, to continuously monitor ourselves and say, am I becoming a muttaqi or not? The ibadat in Islam, the prescribed ibadat, the prescribed worship in Islam, of all the things which are prescribed, are not to be done, they're not for their own sake. Each one has a reason for the reason why it's prescribed, and each one has something that it brings with us. There's a benefit from that, and we must therefore monitor ourselves to see whether these ibadat, whether we are getting this benefit for which they are designed. For example, was for salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Inna salata tanha anil fahshai wal munkar. Allah said the salah separates the person from all disobedience and all shameless things. So if I am praying five times a day, I must monitor myself and see, am I being separated from fahushat and munkarat? Because if my life is still full of things which are prohibited, then there is something wrong with my salah. I need to improve my salah, because this is what the salah is supposed to do. About the siyam, about fasting, Allah said, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah said, we have sent this fasting and prescribed it so that you become muttaqi, so that you become people of taqwa. So when I am in the month of Ramadan, especially, of course, this must be done throughout the year, but Ramadan comes as a reminder for us. So in Ramadan, I must question myself and say, as a result of Ramadan, is my taqwa improving or not? Monitor ourselves on a daily basis. Am I more concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than I used to be? Am I making more istighfar? Am I more conscious of the mistakes that I make and I seek not to make the mistakes? And if I make the mistake, do I seek to make amends? Do I seek protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this? What am I doing? I think all of these things we must be conscious of, and we must monitor ourselves. Now, the Ramadan is a month that we need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for greatly, because of the following fada'il of Ramadan. These are the following benefits of Ramadan. First of all, it is the month which is the nuzul of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran in this month. Unzila fihi Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the Quran. Secondly, the reward for fard ibadat, and anything which is fard, the reward is increased 70 times. So if you're praying Salatul Fajr, you are getting 70 times the reward, and so on. And therefore, I must consciously increase the amount of, I be conscious more of the fara'id that I am doing. Alhamdulillah, this year we are prevented from going to the masajid thanks to this COVID-19. Alhamdulillah, this is bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. We don't curse, we don't complain. We accept the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ridha bil qadr is part of the, and it is the essence of iman, and it is something which leads to tawakkul with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be content with the rida of Allah, even though in some cases the rida of Allah may be something which is painful for us. Alhamdulillah, we only say Alhamdulillah. We don't complain to Allah. So the reward for fard is increased 70 times. The reward for nawafil is equal to that of fard. Now this is something, therefore, we must increase our nawafil. Increase the pray the hajjud regularly. Increase nawafil salah. Increase the reading of Quran more and more. Zikr. All of these things we must increase continuously and consciously. Then the gates of Jannah are opened and the gates of Jahannam are shut. So this is a very, it's a very big blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that in this month Allah shuts the gate, opens the gates of, I mean Jannah, and shuts the gate of Jahannam, and the shayateen are chained. Laylatul Qadr, Allah gave us in this month, خَيْرٌ مِّنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. Allah said the reward of this is more than that of the worship of 1,000 months, which is equal to about 83 years. So imagine one Laylatul Qadr you get, you have got the reward of a lifetime of worship. And this means continuous worship for 1000 months, which we couldn't even have done even if we had wanted to. And finally, very important to remember the acceptance of dua at suhoor and iftar. Don't waste that time in chit-chatting, in watching your head in your phone. Forget about the phone and so on. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make lots and lots and lots of dua. We need dua very, very strongly and very badly. Also, don't get those of you who have servants, or those of you, the people in the house who are cooking, the ladies and so on, please don't put burden on them to spend that time instead of dua in cooking stuff for you. And you know, I like this samosa and I like this pakora. No, help yourself and be muhtaat, be content with what there is, and let them, leave them alone, give them time to pray, give them time to make dua. And then also thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very much for another Ramadan. Remember those friends of ours and those relatives of ours who were with us in last Ramadan. This year, they are no longer with us. Think about that. Did they know that last Ramadan was going to be their last Ramadan? They didn't know that. You and I don't know whether this Ramadan will be our last Ramadan. So treat the Ramadan as if it is our last, because one Ramadan will be our last and we won't know which one it is. So the best thing to do is to treat every Ramadan as if it is the last. Now, how do we prepare for Ramadan? What to do? One and first and foremost is sincere repentance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nur, and all of you beg Allah to forgive you, O believers, that you may be successful. All of you beg Allah to forgive you so that you may be successful. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided us in this. So make lots and lots of dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should help us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give us forgive us. Then it is narrated from Ibn Yasir. He said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, O people, I make repentance, I make istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Repent to Allah. He said, repent to Allah because I repent 100 times each day. Now imagine, this is what Rasulullah is doing. So how much should we be doing? Try to do as much of istighfar as possible, because two things that cool the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, one is istighfar and the other one is charity. So increase your charity, lots of charity. How to prepare? Make dua. It is narrated from some of the Salaf that they used to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 6 months for to give them life until they meet Ramadan. And then they would pray for 5 months after that, that Allah should accept this Ramadan from them. So Ramadan is a very special time. Let us treat it in a very special way. Second thing is to rejoice at the approach of this blessed month because of all the blessings of this month, which I have already listed for you. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Ramadan, which is one of the great and greatest blessings that Allah has given us. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُ هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِّمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy, which is Islam and guidance, therein let them rejoice. That is better than what wealth they amass. Now appreciate the value of Ramadan. Think about this. If somebody gave you a very expensive gift, very valuable gift, how happy you would be. Allah is giving us Ramadan, which is a million. I mean, I'm just using these words 1,000 times, million times. It doesn't mean that, I don't mean that literally, because we cannot even estimate. We cannot count and we cannot compare the value of Ramadan compared to any material gift we get. Because the biggest value of Ramadan is for the dunya and the akhirah, whereas the material gift stays back with her. If someone gives me $1 million and I die the next day, that $1 million is going to stay here. If Allah gives me Ramadan and I die in Ramadan, I go to Jannah, inshallah, because the doors of Jannah are open and the doors of Jahannam are shut. And if Allah gives me death with Iman in Ramadan, I am, inshallah, almost done. I go to Jannah, surely. So what is the comparison between the two things? So very important for us to understand this and to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Ramadan in good health and Iman. And I ask this for all of you, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should grant you Ramadan al-Kareem in good health and Iman and accept all your du'as. Now how to prepare? The first and most important thing is to make up any outstanding fast. We are now towards the tail end of Shaban. So use these days to fast and make up any of your qada fast. It was narrated that Abu Salama said, radiallahu anhu, I heard Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha say that I would owe fasts from the previous Ramadan and I would not be able to make them up except in Shaban. Now this is in Bukhari and Muslim. Al-Hafiz ibn Hajar, rahmatullahi alayhi, in Fath al-Bari, he said, from her keenness to do that in Shaban, it may be understood that it is not permissible to delay making them up until Ramadan, until another Ramadan begins. Which means, if there are any qada fasts, then finish them before this Ramadan. Don't carry them over into the next year following this Ramadan. Then how to prepare? Very important, seek knowledge in order to be able to follow the rulings of fasting. So, speak to ulama, watch videos. Today, alhamdulillah, knowledge is everywhere. So, let us go and find that out and see. This also increases the shauq and the joy of getting Ramadan. The second thing is hasten to finish off everything so you are freed for Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, and this year Allah did it for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shut us down in our homes. So, there is nothing to do. So, sit at home and use that time and consider that time to be a great asset and don't squander it. Third one is to sit with the family members, wife, children, husband, to tell them of the rewards of fasting and encourage the young ones to fast. No need to force them, but encourage them. They can fast for a part of the day. They don't have to fast for the whole day. But get this into their system that they should start fasting so that as soon as they attain puberty, when fasting becomes fard on them, that they never miss a fast in their whole lives. And if you start them off early, then they would have been fasting the full month even long before they enter puberty. So it's very important to do that. Fast in some of the month of Shaban. Those of you who have already been fasting until now, may all power to you, may Allah accept your fasting. Those who have not been fasting, start doing it now. And then read as much Quran as you can and try to increase the amount of Quran you read. Take some fast from social media also. You know, shut your phones down, sit down. Just make dhikr, connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Connecting with the whole world, there's nothing that's going to happen. All the forwards we send here and there, nothing on the ground changes. Understand that it's a way you're wasting your time and you're wasting the time of the one that you are forwarding that stuff to. Please don't forward stuff, especially this COVID related stuff and this and that. Please do not forward it. It serves no purpose. It's just a waste of your time and other people's time. Instead of that, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change the destiny of people, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to relieve us from this suffering. Finally, fasting in Shaban. It is narrated that Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha said, I never saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam complete a month of fasting except Ramadan, and I never saw him fast more in any month than in Shaban. And this is in Bukhari and Muslim. And it was narrated that Usama bin Zayd radiallahu anhu said, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, I do not see you fasting in any month as you fast in Shaban. He said, there is a month that people neglect. There is a month between Rajab and Ramadan that people neglect, and that is the month of Shaban. But that is a month in which people's deeds are taken up to Rabbul Alameen. I would like my deeds to be taken up when I am fasting, and this is in An-Nasai. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this month from us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us to lead this life in a way that is pleasing to Him, and to lead this to be in Ramadan in a way that is pleasing to Him. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to be pleased with all of you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save us from ourselves, from our nufus, from the wasawis of shaitan. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to help us to do that which is pleasing to Him, and to save us from that which does not please Him. وصلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. Ramadan Kareem and Ramadan Mubarak to you in advance, inshallah. I request you for special dua for me as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.